What brings you to D.C.?
Well, I grew up here. You know, I grew up just up the road here, up 16th, at, when it turns into Silver Spring, Tacoma Park, back then. You know, the D.C. I'm seeing now is so vibrant. This is the center of, this is the heartbeat of the nation, for good or bad. You know, you can discuss whether Washington should really be the center of America. Other administrations have argued no. This one kind of argues yes, nothing wrong with it. But D.C., I've never seen it this vibrant. And, you know, this station is on the front lines of the nation's capital. And it's serious work. You know, news has never been more important. You know, we're all connected. We're all doing different things. But this station kind of represents the community that is Washington, D.C. And, you know, you're in good hands here.
Well, we appreciate that. Let's talk about a few issues here. Gridlock in Congress. You've mentioned whether Washington should be the center of the universe.
Thank goodness for some gridlock. Can you imagine what would be happening if there was no gridlock? I don't know. Well, we're about to get another election here. Will people vote exactly as they did last time? Probably. Maybe we'll get the same exact results. Wouldn't that be ironic if America doesn't want things changed? You know, the argument here is keep changing it. Keep changing it. Well, maybe the elections tell us they don't want change. They like the gridlock. So I don't know. I'm more obsessed with what's going on with the border these days. I know it's not an immediate issue here unless we start getting some of the immigrant shipments in. And there's been talk to bring some to Washington. I know there's big fights throughout the country. Virginia just said, no, do not bring immigrants here from the border in mass. And Speaker Pelosi, or former Speaker Pelosi, is going down to the border this weekend. These are very hot, spicy issues. We're into an interesting summer here. We're only about a week old into it. I'm sensing some heat. And not just from the temperature outside. I think things are heating up in many respects.
Let me ask you something, because clearly the Drudge Report approaches things from a partisan point of view, and many places do. And that kind of is what we've become to some extent.
Partisan to news.
Partisan to news, right. But let's take it even a step further in talk radio, in the media, when we're very partisan, right? A lot of people will say it helps us devolve socially and that it lends nothing but vitriol and acrimony to an already heightened atmosphere.
Well, but the country is divided. All of these polls are always divided. Look at Capitol Hill is divided. How can you say the airwaves or the website should not be divided? We are. However, I go where the heat is. I'm a heat-seeking missile. I will go where the action is, sometimes before it's cool to do it. That's why I get in trouble. You know, I make waves, I don't surf them, as I used to say. So that is not easy in this atmosphere with so many media outlets. I gave a press club speech here 20 years ago. And I said it was fun when one person was screaming extra, extra down the street. What happens when you have millions of people? It's a little psychotic right now, the news business, because everybody's doing everything. But that still doesn't mean there are not important events. There's information coming all of the time. You think of what's just happened this year. The news has been so dynamic, internationally and domestic. This is a vibrant era of media. It's not going in any way anytime soon. And, you know, I approach it every time I get in front of a computer as this is exciting. This is not old. This is not boring. This is a vibrant period. And the more people involved, the better. But WTOP represents to me, again, a sense of community. This is a station that is going to let you know what is happening in the city, when it's happening. And that's a very important mission.
Matt,
well,
thanks for dropping by. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
Matt Drudge of the Drudge Report on WTOP.